issue that we can support in 22 is the proposal by Norway, because this is the added value that we have from previous text, in particular the guiding principles. So this is something that is for us a very important point that was made by Norway. Then we have the different drafting proposal on the first sentence. We understand the ones that come from Australia and Panama to make this more streamlined. But one important point for us is that we say must be consistent and not say must ensure consistency. I think that would also be more direct. We, as others, have a problem to understand and to place the concept of due diligence here right next to IHL, and we don't think that we need the feasible. I think that's it for 22. On 23, a little bit the question for us is if those three brackets are different options or if they should go together. I think we agree with the Philippines that the first two are the more useful ones. For us, there are some problems in the second and the third brackets. The in an attack should be deleted. That's if we keep it like this, but it's probably better to fuse them also with hearing the problems than some delegations have it. The first bracket is obviously the most important one. In an attack is a problem. We see two times necessary in the second bracket. That is definitely not needed. The without prejudice to other options or assessments is also not needed, and it is a strange formulation because it points to things that do not exist yet. I mean, other options as an alternative to control, that is... I mean, it's going into a very speculative direction here, and that's why we propose to delete it. And the third bracket, who are in a position to do so, is also a red line for us. And in the end, I think we just have to mix up the different brackets. I thank you.